मैं उद्विग्न नहीं होता,
डिस्टर्ब
शांत और अशांत एंड प्रसन्न ऑलवेज है. व्हाट टू डू आई विल डाई नो प्रसन्न न सोचती न कांक्षती. एखानी थिंकर वेरी ब्यूटिफुल थिंग आर वेरी डियर टू मी एंड दैट थिंग इज लॉस्ट. नो नो वन है न सो शोक नहीं नो लेमेंटेशन एट ऑल नो कांक्षती इज दैट any worldly or swargiya thing. Swarga, moksha even. Sama sarva is bhutesu. This sam is equal to all kinds of living beings. In the same moment, if any sadhus comes, bhakta, rajivasa, then he will parabhakti, he will have parabhakti. Parabhakti means prema bhakti. How this will be achieved? By Raganuga. If Raganuga Vishnu comes and we associate with him, then this kind of bhakti. But if a man is always disturbed by worldly desire, shok, moh, then the father of Raganuga Bhakta will come, he cannot do anything. He cannot do. So first, this is, you have all the desires and everything. And make our heart so much pure that we can realize their words and follow them. You know, gas day? He was disturbed even he has done four Vedas, division of four Vedas. He has written Brahma Sutra, he has written Mahabharata, Gita also. Gita was written at that time. And all the Ved Purans were written by Vyasa. But he was disturbed. Why disturbed? He asked Narada Rishi, why am I disturbed? I cannot imagine, I cannot think why am I so disturbed. He told that you have not taken the sharana of Bhagavan and we have not written the Lila Katha of Krishna. We have not written the Lila Katha pastimes of Krishna and Gopis and Brajavasi. And you have not practiced all these things. That is your unhappy. You should try to make your heart pure by bhakti. Give up all desires and all things. And in that purified heart, you will realize this prema bhakti and Krishna will be captured in your heart forever. We should try to realize all these things and practice. This is the sar and substance of all these things in one word. Guru can point out. He cannot, but so abhyas hamare liye nahi karega. अभी समझ रहे हैं बहुत.
मेन थिंग इज दैट देयर शुड बी एनी फीलिंग. समझे फीलिंग ही होनी चाहिए.
नहीं ऐसे नहीं होगा. आप लाख कैसा करेगा जो से कोई नहीं आते. वेरी गुड एसोसिएशन वैष्णव एसोसिएशन. we can try and do what we can do. But seeing our actual prime Krishna did do any job task. He will see that his
trying so hard.
वो निष्कपट हमको पाना
है
so much arrangement, but we cannot accept. We are not accepting. Those who are accepting, they are going up very quickly. I realize all these things and become so happy. All of it. The Krishna has given so much things to me. And he has done arrangements for me. He has made a step for me to go up. He has given automatically, mercifully, Vaishnava association and Shuddha Guru.
By this term that Ayathanda is telling about Saranagati.
Yes.
How we can do Saranagati to Krishna in this form he has explained. The Bhagavad Gita is explaining here about Saranagati, that I am surrendered myself in the lotus feet of you. After surrendering, I became so much happy. I have no unhappiness. And I have no thinking.
Why?
Because I am yours. At first, I thought that I am separate than you. I have to do everything for myself. Now I surrender yourself, lotus feet of yourself. So I have no thinking. I have no anxiety. Nothing else. Wherever I see, everywhere is full of
those who think themselves that I am cut off this object.
Who thinks they are doer of this, then he has so many
and then he has
to.
Yes,
tackle the reaction.
Reaction. And you will think that I am happy. I am unhappy. Because I couldn't do this. And he will cry something. Oh, and then he will laugh. So, we should be. Beyond of this, because I am servant of Krishna, I am doing service. In honey lap, you have nothing to do. Asoka avoy amrita adhar tomara charana doy taate ekhon vitsa malogiya charinu bhoger bhoy. Your lotus feet is avoy. If anyone surrender yourself, then he has no fear, no unhappiness, no suffering, and the lotus feet is shelter of excess.
As instance in Sindharam, like this.
For Udharanlo, just like Prahlad Maharaj, when he surrendered himself lotus feet of God, his father Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to kill him so many ways, but could not do so, because Prahlad surrendered himself lotus feet of God. So life is full of happiness and he has no fear, nothing else.
Like also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes.
In Chaitanya pastimes,
Haridas
Thakur, Jagai Madhai,
Haridas Thakur. So many troubles came.
So many troubles came. The Kaji wants to beat him, so many things, but yet he was not beating.
When they beating him by Koda, he was
pain.
Koda, pain, so what is
it? Pain means death.
Koda,
you know? Stick made of hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. Whip, 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 wh
Narsimhadev or Krishna took all these things. They could not understand that they are beating.
Beating and not this, he could not realize,
he could not hear that they are beating. So, but Krishna took it. He gave an umbrella on her body, on his body, so that he could not. So if you will take the shelter of Krishna, what a state, anything cannot. मैंने हमको प्रभावित नहीं कर सकता.
But influence. कहाँ पे ऐसा हम जिस समय लोग यह चालीन भावे हुए. Now I am taking shelter of the lotus feet. I have no fear about this. Bhava boy, that means fear of ocean and death and birth.
Not only that,
Sita also, and three torments, Arthas means Aizoyis and Abhivoti,
and also
mission.
Rogue,
disease,
Pakman,
insulting,
Sushambar, death, Rajan, Hanila, and alcohol, these things. Not only first thing. Be established in this song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was established in this thing. So if any song we sing, this should be established in. So to try to establish in all this. Not by mouth, but by heart. Then this song will affect us.
तुम्हारे संसारे करीब सेवन नहीं फल भागी तब सुख जाए करीब जतन हुए पद अनुरागी दैट आई इन दिस वर्ल्ड इज एवरीथिंग इज योर आई एम ओनली सर्विटर ऑफ योर सेल्फ आई नेवर टेक एनी रिजल्ट टेक एनी
सर्विटर ना सर्वेंट
सर्वेंट
सर्विटर में
नहीं होगा सेवक
सर्विटर किसी और के प्रयोग आप नहीं बोलोगे सर्वेंट नहीं
I am servant of yourself. This is
I am servant in your Krishna samsar.
I am servant in your Krishna samsar.
Krishna samsar, you know.
Krishna's
world. There is big parivar of Krishna.
Family.
Family. We are family servants.
Krishna
is our family.
All family.
And the Gurudev is also in his family. And I am servant of all.
Krishna is owner of this family, doer of this family, and I am only servant of Guru, Vaishnava and God.
The family of Krishna.
The family of Krishna.
I will now don't make any my samsara.
Any independent being.
Independent samsara.
Independent family.
Family and all other things.
I never
and will really be the servant of Krishna Samsara. I only want only cloth and
pudding and lodging.
And it will be received by Sadhi Mahaprasadam. So I should not be worry for all this. Krishna will give all these things. His family person will give Guru Vaishnava will give. Automatically all. The Mohammedans were beating Haridas Thakur. What service of Krishna he was doing, Haridas Thakur?
rain was beating.
Don't do so. Don't chant. But he thought that he is the service of Krishna. So he was doing. But they were trying to kill him by beating. Rajat Chakra was saying that this is my best service. That they are beating me and telling Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. This is the best service of Krishna. And for Krishna he was Sahaja. We are giving tolerance and tolerated all these things. So this is the service of Krishna. So these calamities, these suffering are very pleasant to us. As Prahlad Maharaj did, his father gave him poison, he made him, tried to make him आग से जलने के लिए जलाया, try to burn him in fire, but Prahlad Maharaj did very pleasant. Why? Because he has given himself in the lotus path. Like Bharat Maharaj, the Sikhs were searching their first sacrificed pasu because he was clad away. So they were touching him and they saw a very young and very beautiful person in there. They caught him at home. If at that time Bharat Maharaj wanted to Rakshapni
Kakashubhani,
he could have run away from there. He had tried that for anything for that, but he did not try anything against him. They took him to the dairy and they gave him to eat something. He ate something, all these things. They covered him. They gave flowered garment and they were making ready Bharat Maharaj to give sacrifice. He was trying nothing to escape from. He was telling that this is the service of Krishna. Always remembering it that time, he has no time to see that they are. What they are doing. He was not nervous. So he was thinking this. And Krishna has so much
powerful
eagerness to protect him. So he gets inspiration in the Devi's heart and she at once came out of that deity and took the sword and cut off all the
spells.
Devi folded his hand and told that you are Krishna Bhakta. They have offended you, so I am Krishna. Now you can go. So we should be like that. Not nervous in anything. Only we are doing service of Krishna and he will protect or not protect. We'll have to die again, we will do. The next birth, why to be nervous and so we should be like that. That kind of person can be done. Try to be established in all these things.
পূর্ব ইতিহাস ভূমি সকল সেবা সুতে মনে আমি তো তোমার তুমি তো আমার শিকার পরধানে আই ফরগেট পাঁচ বার হিস্ট্রি গেটিং ইউর সার্ভিস পূর্ব ইতিহাস ভূমি সকল আই ফরগেট এভরিথিং এস বিফোর ইউ আর
ফরগটেন কেউ লাগে
I have forgotten everything
of past life.
Of past life.
Who am I? From where I come? What I was doing?
Everything. And before standard in a lot of things which I have done, his past history, I forget everything. Getting your seva suit, that means here so many happiness service, taking this, getting this service, I forget everything. And I am yours, you are mine. So I am no need of any other wealth. I am your and you are mine, this is the best wealth. I am no need any other wealth. Bhakti vinod anande bhujiya tumar sevar kare sab chesta kare tabo ichha moto thakiya tumar ghare bhakti vinod thakur chilo bhakti vinod thakur thinking in pleasure for your service and is doing everything only according to your desire and staying in your residence.
What is the sar and substance of what he has told? You can tell. In very clear line.
He's talking about the benefits of Saranagati Bhagavan and how we'll help him tolerate the discussions of the common material life and what kind of happiness he will attain in Bhagavad Seva.
More?
And he's saying this seva has actually immersed me in anand and bliss, and everything I do will be only for your desire. So I will remain at your feet, and you will be your dara and at your feet for all time.
What you have understood, let birth in Vaishnava, Shuddha Vaishnava association, we can reach to that level. Stage by Vaishnava association. But we will have to make our heart like Bansi. Nothing inside. Nothing inside.
Empty.
Hollow.
So that Krishna may give his blow. What he wants to give in this, how to? Everything totally, Bansi has nothing to do. He is empty. Krishna may play in any way,
anything.
You will have to be like that yantra. Yantra
means instrument.
We are instrument. Do you follow? Then you will go to Gaganga. That's today. Go, Pramane. Embodiment of all gods, demigods. Means, what function are of demigods? Guru can do all. Like, all the demigods are called Lokpal. Lokpal means?
Lok is Spanish.
Those who are supporting you by giving air, by giving rain, by giving food, by all these means. But they cannot give any food to Atma. So Gurudev can keep more than all demigods. So he can do the function of all things. He can give rain, he can give water, air, everything. And also he can give prema bhakti. Because how he can give all these things? Because if any disciple comes in mud, we support them by Gurudev supports by water, by food, by clothing, by getting room, everything. If that disciple is surrendered to. So Sarvadev is Krishna. He is the master and supporter of all demigods. So he is the servant of that Krishna. So he is also Sarvadeva. He can do the function of all demigods and more than that. In this sense, he is Sarvadeva. Like Vishnu, Guru has been told that he is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Brahma gives birth. Guru gives paramarthik janma. Spiritual birth. By Gayatri and mantra, he gives this by all mantra. Vishnu protects and supports. He also gives milk in the shape of his harikatha and all this. So he is like Vishnu. And Mahesh. By supporting, by drift line on Anartha. This body then becomes Anartha and old, worn and torn. Then by destruction, Shankar takes it and gives new. So Guru does also this. New life he gives. He cuts the asakti. This Vartaman Janma. Then it will be born and torn. That is, he will make this. He will cut up the asakti of all these things, worldly desires and in this body and everything. So by this, he destroys this world, he gives new birth. He purifies all Atma. So Guru does also that. So he is like Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. And they are Sarvadeva, so Guru is Sarvadeva. Understand something?
There are certain moments.
Who many of them? He has told that Panchapashak are Mayavadi. But
maybe something wrong with the translation.
You have understood wrong. Not like this.
You can take the Hindi or the Bangla version.
Panchapashak are Mayavadi. You see? True. Those who do Panchopasana, Shankar, Shakti,
Ganesh,
Surya, Shakti, Vishnu.
These are all Maya.
In different parts of Jivadharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving so much explanation about Mayavad. He speaks about it so much.
Okay, you should try to understand.
Why is it so important that we understand it so deeply?
What?
Mayavad. Why do we have to understand it so deeply?
Because this world is full of Mayavad. So you have to know that what is Mayavad and what is Bhakti. Then pure bhakti you can realize and do, otherwise not. You will think that Mayavad is bhakti. if you will not know all this. Well, happy of that is known. Each mantra, the slok of the Shruti are called mantra. And each mantra has their own Adhishthatri Devata. What do you mean by Adhishthatri Devata? Like Ganga, water, Adhishthatri Devata is Ganga Devi. Kuber is the Adhishthatri Devata of this whole ocean, Manu Devi. Wealth, Kuber is the Adhishthatri Devata of all kinds of wealth. Enlightenment. Eight mantras are like Jivas, Chetan, Dev Devi. So, about the Adhikant, mostly the Shruti mantra are Devi and they are Chetan. When they hear the Hari Katha and they know Ras Lila, when they hear, when any Rishi, who is a Rasik Vaishnava, he makes any mantra, then this mantra Adhishthatri Devi or lupt ho jate hain us bhav mein, there is very strong greed to be like that. Then they worship in the same mood and they are called Shruti Chari Gopi. No.
Yashama Dinandan Maharaj said that our all Vaishnava Acharyas, meaning Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they were all Raganuga Vaishnavas. Some of them were Ragasmika Jan. Ragasmika Jan means who are eternal states of Lord Krishna and Brajalila, their associates, their parikas, like Sarvodamodar Goswami, Rai Ramananda, and others, and Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They were all Ragasmika Jan. They acted as Raganuga Vaishnavas in order to make it convenient for us to understand and understand this Raganuga behavior, and then we can follow it in our life. Then coming down, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also Ragasmika Jan. He has eternal Savrupa, eternal identity in the Nitya Lila of Krishna in Braja. But if some people, some ignorant people, if they don't believe him to be Ragasmika Jan, then nobody can deny that he is a Raganuga Vaishnava. Because from his literature, what he has written, his life itself, his speeches, and all other ways, his thoughts, his songs, every word, everything, every moment of his life reveals that he was a Raganuga Vaishnava. So this song is composed by him. He wrote many songs. He would take a verse from the Shastras and he would get absorbed in that shloka, and then he would translate or transfer it in the form of a song. So he has written so many songs in Kalyana Kalpatrup for the benefit of the living entity. And Maharaj said that at this time they were very fired up brahmacharis to remember all these songs from Kalyana Kalpatrup, etc. Asanuridhan. First comes the category of songs under Man Shiksha, where he is addressing his mind in different ways to get rid from all this. Different kind of attachments and longings for different desires which we have, material desires which we have in our heart. Just like he was referring to the song, Amara Jivan Sada Papiras Nahika Punya Dalish. In this song, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that I'm so fallen, that I'm actually sin personified. I don't fear to commit sin at any time. When I'm committing sin, I don't feel that I should worry from it. I should be scared. I will enact the reaction, no? And what to say of just sinful activities? I even don't feel fear in committing Vaishnava Prath, Nama Prath, Seva Prath, because it's my natural function, I do it. So these songs under Manushika section, they very nicely reveal this mood, how the living entity is really attached, entangled, and then how by meditating on these songs, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can come out from this. Then coming the section of Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan is a song telling the description of Sharanagati. Actually, the way Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Narottam Thakur are Sharanagat, surrendered, we cannot become like that. So, why do we read these songs? We read these songs, we sing these songs in order to, if we can get this moksha in our heart, we can also become surrendered to Gurudev and Krishna, the way Srila Narottam Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is surrendered to them. So this Atmanivedan song is like that. And then he was pointing to the song in which one line has come. This line has also come in Jai Jai Harinam Chidananda Amrit Dham Paratattva Aksharata. In the last one he says, Tava Swalpa Spurti Pai. Then one line is there, and then it says, Linga Bhanga Hoi Anaya. So this, I'm just missing one line, okay. Anyway, so in that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling the how the potency of the name works actually. We have this gross covering of the soul, which is this material body made up of five different elements. This is first covering. Then the second covering is called subtle covering, and in Sanskrit we call it Linga Sri. This is made up of mind, body, and
intelligence.
So the Harinam, the holy name of Krishna, is so powerful that not just this gross covering, it even cuts this subtle covering of the soul also. And then what it does, it takes the soul and puts it in the lotus feet of Krishna in touch. That is the belt, that is godless mercy on the name of on us. So he spoke a lot. I'm just being very short. I'm just telling main point, one or two lines of every section, because you know. So anyway, so then it's coming to this song, Yashomati Nandana.
Wait, he said something about that song about in Kalyana Kapitula.
I told you he spoke many things. And
yeah, but still, that's about being born in Britain by Sunday. Come on.
So that is not in that section.
No, but it's in another Siddha Lala. Can you talk about Lala Mani?
Yes. So I'm coming in this section. In this section, this Yashomati Nandan Bhajavan Nagar, there's also songs Lekhite, Gulivavati, that also in Kabir Gauravani, Suradhani Tate. So these songs are, in these songs, he's revealing his love, his grief, which he has. Earlier songs, which were coming under Atmanivedan and Manushiksha, this is a position when we are anarthagrast. We have so much anarthagna. So what we do, we sing this bhajan with heart and mind, understanding their meanings and praying to them. And then what we do, we are in the association of the Vaishnavas, we are serving day and night, and we are taking personal association from them. What does it mean by personal association? We reveal to them our real personal problems, and then they help us to get rid of that. Then gradually, and also taking shelter of the holy name, gradually, a stage comes when all the anarthas go off. Then what happens? We develop real greed for that. And in that, this Siddhi Lalsa, Lalsa Mein Bhajan, this is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Maharaj was explaining a little bit about Kavya Gaurav Bani and all these things. Dekhite. He says, they have revealed everything. Dekhite Bhajan, he is telling his all desires and the ultimate in the spiritual realm, in the transcendental realm, whatever a jiva can think of. or whatever maximum heights are attainable for a living entity are being revealed in this. There's nothing higher than this. Everything is there. Only it's a matter of our understanding, how much we can comprehend. Now, in this song, Yashomati Nandan, Brajabara Naga, Gokul Ranjan Khana, of course, Maharaj gave such a rustic commentary on this song that I heard it for the first time and I was really wondering to hear it. And also, I was really feeling so great in my heart. Anyway, I cannot get the meaning of it. I mean, I could not relate because my level is so down, but still, I was appreciating to whatever maximum ability I had in heart and mind. And I was praying to him that
and
he can.
You real nice and tell us everything.
Oh no, I have to go and say chapatis. Vaishnava Seva. So, Yashomati Nandan, he gave two, three meanings of Yashomati Nandan. First, because you are son of Yashomati, and Yashomati, she is personification of Vatsalya Bhav. That means you also have Vatsalya Bhav. And with this, your Vatsalya Bhav, this quality of Vatsalya, please be merciful to me. This is one. Number two, he is saying, Yashomati Nandan. Mother Yashoda tied you up with the rope. That motor and pestle rope tied you with that. How could she do that? Because she has more love than you. You have love for her, but she has more than you. That's why she could easily bind. So, I may also have that love in my heart with which you can come and stay in this heart eternally. That's bhava I want. That seva vritti, that tendency of service, that service mood by which I can please you so much that you always stay with me and you don't run from me. So he's praying that Yashomati Nandan. And then he gave one more. You remember that? What was the third one he's saying? Yashomati Nandan? Nagar. And then in Brajabara Nagar, Maharaj said that Braj Nagar Bar. Like that. How? Nagar means Prem ka ras ke aswadak. Prem ras ke aswadak. That means, ras means mellow. One who is the object of mellow. Aswadak. One who tastes, one who enjoys, one who relishes.
Tasting.
One who tastes, one who tastes. Means the person who is the object of rasa. Who is he?
Taster.
Taster. Yeah, that's the taster. So he, who is he? He's called Nagar, and he is Prasibara Nagar, and his crown jewel among all these Nagars, among these tasters, and these Braja Devis, they are Nagaris, and Krishna is Nagar, like that. So it's Prasibara Nagar, and then Maharaj spoke one or two lines that also, and then Gokula Ranjana Kama. He is giving so much pleasure to all the Brajavasis with his countless pastimes of different rasas, with all the devotees of different rasas. He is going to Gokul and playing with cowherd boys, and also he is giving pleasure to all the other Brajavasis also by means of stealing butter, etc., etc. This is how he is pleasing all of them, also to the cows and to the forest of Vrindavan, and especially to the gopis. So he is giving pleasure to everybody. So he is Gokul Ranjan Kama. From morning till night, he is giving so much pleasure to them by making different pastimes. Gopi Paranadhan Madan Manohar. He is Madan Manohar, enchanter of the cupid. Right? Yeah. So he is like that. And then Gopi Paranadhan. He is the life and soul of the gopis. So, Maharaj explains so many deep moods because each line, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying by having a special sentiment in his heart. Because when Bhava comes, then it's not just one, it's millions of small waves in the ocean, one after another. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one after another, he is feeling these sentiments in his heart and is expressing them in this song. So, then it comes Kaliya Damana.
Wait, you didn't explain that word. It's so funny. It's like
the big mood. Then I have opened it. He's making his pastimes of playing on the hoods of this Kaliya snake. And what is this act? This act is of bravery. He's showing that I can do this. I'm so big, so powerful I am, that I can play on the hoops of the snake also. And then by this, he is giving pleasure to all the gopis. And some were very special in there also to them also. And then Amala Harinam Amya Vilasa. Here Maharaj said, don't consider Harinam and Krishna different. They are one. So then what we pray, Amala Harinam. I pray for the day when I will be able to chant purely. Why? Because the day I chant purely, all these leelas will come in my heart like a fruit. They will be revealed in my heart like a sequence. 24 hours I will witness this leela. That's why I pray to chant the holy name purely, because they are non-different. And Vipinu Purandara Namina Nagaragar Bhagavan Suvasa. So he's saying Vipinu Purandara. Vipinu means Vrindavan. Purandara means Indra. So he is Indra of Vrindavan. He is Vrindavan Ishwar. And Srimati Radhika is Vrindavan Ishwari. They are having their past names in Vrindavan. Navina Nagaravar, Bhamsivadan Swapa. And again, Navina Nagarvar, Nagarvar, we understood that Nagarvar means that he is counselor of the tasters of Rasa. And then Navin means that at every moment.
Ever fresh.
Ever fresh. At every moment, it's a new sentiment. Ever fresh. So, this is all these symptoms or all these qualities of a Nagar which Krishna have, this is all there to enhance the pleasure of the Rasa. And then he and all others who participate in this Rasa, they enjoy that. So Krishna is always busy in pleasing all the devotees and associates in Rasa. Banti Vadana Suvasa. Suvasa means